A federal law prevents service members from suing military doctors for malpractice. But now Congress has set up a new process that allows some troops to seek compensation for bad medical care. Emily Elena Dugdale reports for the American Homefront Project.
Ryan Adams is a Navy police officer stationed in Virginia. He says a trip to the base hospital in Portsmouth 2 years ago for a routine hernia surgery resulted in nerve damage and other issues that have left him on crutches.
I can't run. I can barely walk. I can't stand for no more than 30 minutes. I can barely sit down.
Adams wants to sue, but a 70-year-old law called the Ferris Doctrine blocks active duty military from suing for medical malpractice. Adams is now being discharged from the military because he can't do his job.
I'm literally no good to the Navy at this point. I am not allowed to wear a uniform anymore.
Adams sent letters to politicians across the country advocating for an end to the Ferris Doctrine. He only heard back from a few.
I just want change. It is so unfair. Why, my life has completely been ruined. I have an almost 3-year-old daughter that I can't even pick up off the ground because of one doctor making mistakes.
Now there will be change, though not as much as Adams wanted. The 2020 National Defense Authorization Act includes a new claims procedure to compensate military members harmed by medical malpractice. It's the first time there will be a record of military medical malpractice claims.
Good afternoon. This hearing will come to order.
In April, California Congresswoman Jackie Speier chaired a subcommittee hearing with testimony from military members that she says helped turn the tide. A room full of people clutched tissues and dabbed tears from their eyes as one young sergeant spoke. Taking long, wheezing breaths, Sergeant Richard Stayskull told the subcommittee that military doctors misdiagnosed his terminal lung cancer as pneumonia, delaying treatment that could have saved his life.
The hardest thing I have to do is explain to my children when they ask me, this doesn't make sense, how is this happening? And I have no good answer to give them.
Speier introduced a bill with Stayskull's name that would have gotten rid of the Ferris Doctrine and allowed service members to sue. But that bill didn't pass. Instead, Congress directed the Department of Defense to create an administrative process to review malpractice claims. Speier says the department will set aside $400 million to compensate service members over the next 10 years.
We got the second best thing. It is still a huge win.
Speier ran into reluctance with the original idea for military members to sue in court. Critics like retired Major General John Altenburg say the claims procedure is the right way to handle medical malpractice compensation, not repealing the Ferris Doctrine.
Litigation is automatically disruptive. It takes a lot of time. It pulls people away from what they're doing.
Pulling people from what he calls the military's singular mission.
We can't be compared to any workplace. We can't be compared to any grocery store or any corporation because our sole mission is to defend the nation. Distracting us from that is inimical to national security.
This is outrageous.
Dwight Sterling disagrees. He's a longtime lawyer in the California National Guard who's dedicated his career to studying and criticizing the Ferris Doctrine. Sterling says even prison inmates are able to sue for medical malpractice. So why not military?
We say we appreciate the fact that you are giving, you know, your life to help to preserve our freedom. But we're not going to give you the access to go to court and hold the wrongdoer to account.
Navy police officer Ryan Adams says the new law to provide compensation is major progress, but he won't rest until Ferris is gone. In Los Angeles, I'm Emily Elena Dugdale.
You can find military and veteran stories online at WUSFnews.org. Just click on the American Homefront tab.